When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can seem intense. Like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you loved the sweater that I got you. If you didn't, you could have told me.
Geico makes it easy. Just go to Geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.
I even had a gift receipt.
Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us on Love That VoiceOver, where we explore the people and projects behind the microphone. Brought to you by voiceover artist Rebecca Michaels-Haw. All right, we're back with Kay Best, the fantastic and phenomenal Kay Best. She's told us some great stories.
She's laughing.
Oh, no, but it's true.
Phenomenal.
Enjoy it.
Wow.
Well, you know, she mentioned another actress that's under the radar, and I just want to say I think probably Kay Best is under the radar because when you look at her credits, as you heard me read them at the very top of the interview, she's worked with all of the power player names that one could ever want to work with. And I'm sure she continues to with her work with the Tennis Channel and all the promos she's doing for all of the TV channels, cable channels, whatever you want to call them. It's all TV now to us.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, and she also shows a great strength in being able to reflect on her life and her career and her moments of failure and being able to, you know, decide to make changes and pursue new things as well. So, under the radar and phenomenal.
I'm phenomenally under the radar.
No. Well, maybe. I don't know. So speaking of things that are phenomenal that you think are important for other talent, just to say, well, in my career I did this. What has been important for you from a training aspect to keep in shape, or do you do workouts, you know, that sort of thing? Do you train every once in a while, or do you work with a coach? That sort of thing.
I do that intermittently. I think of a voiceover career, at least my voiceover career, as being kind of a roller coaster. And so you're on an upswing, you're at a pinnacle, and then you're on a downswing. And so when you're on your way up, really cool, you know, feels great. Here I come. Ah, I got this great thing. And it's so important then to remember that what follows is, you know, is a downswing.
Right,
a downshift.
The pendulum shifting, yeah.
And even more important to remember is on the downshift that what, you know, what goes down is coming back up, right?
Right.
So that you maintain a sense of, you know, a through line through the ups and downs of that. And what I have done on those down moments, if you will, those lulls in my career, I think it's really important never to think of them really as lulls,
right?
But they're opportunities to do the other things that when you're working a lot, you don't have time to do.
Right.
So it's things like, okay, I'm going to take a class. I'm going to refresh my demos. I'm
right.
going to send out a newsletter to all my clients over in the past, you know, couple decades, and
right.
you know, all
That's
it's
a
like
nice list.
It's like. It's like housekeeping,
right?
Right?
You do spring cleaning.
You do your housekeeping on the downward trajectory of that roller coaster, so that when you got your little upswing, you've got, you know, you have a little more momentum behind you.
Exactly.
And you always have a sense that you're again engaged in your career, as opposed to waiting for your agent to call you with auditions,
which is not right. Yeah,
yeah. Which just isn't productive. It doesn't
right.
help you. You know. So, you know, the weeks that are slow, if I don't have a lot of auditions in my inbox, you know, I'm doing other stuff. I'm like I mentioned in the beginning that this workshop that I'm doing with Pat Fraley is actually a home study course.
It's home correspondence course.
Oh, my gosh. It's so brilliant, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's these five lessons over the course, and they get sent to you once a week. And it's essentially you get these lessons and you got homework to do, which is great for
right.
A working person, whether you're working in voiceover or whether you're working waiting tables, you do that when you have the time, you
yeah.
know, when you have space available. So it's sort of like use the space available that you have to take lessons. So in saying that, I have, you know, I've recently worked with Nancy Wolfson, who I think is a marvelous a marvelous commercial coach. And she's kind of my style in the sense that she's really practical. It's really concrete lessons, approaches to copy, which I love. It's sort of like, just give it to me straight. I don't want any hooey gooey stuff. I just, you know,
right.
And she's really good at that and super sharp. And just, it's a really great curriculum, working with her. And she's, you know, she doesn't suffer fools. And I love that about her too. It's like, you take yourself seriously and I'll take you seriously. And I really appreciate and love that about her as a teacher. And again, they all have different strengths and gifts and stuff. And
Right. Working
with Pat is like, it's like working with a Smurf, you know? I mean, he's so talented and he's so gifted in it, yet he's just so lovable and, you know, you just want to hug him.
Yeah.
And he's such a wonderful, thoughtful, big-hearted person. And I've worked with him. I've sort of tangentially worked a bit with Rob Paulsen on some stuff, who is a really great animation actor. And, mm-hmm. and just, he's been kind enough to work on, you know, some auditions with me for animation when I sort of feel like,
that's awesome.
I don't have my feet quite on this. Can you help me? I need the dialogue piece of it. So working with him, and he does coaching too, although he's pretty swamped lately, but I'm trying to think, and I've again worked with Celia Siegel on marketing things and then again sort of life coaching, get your head back on straight kind of stuff. You know, so yes, I do engage those kinds of things. We all fall into slumps. We all get stuck at the groove on our record. You know,
yeah.
we can't move
yeah,
the needle,
get into
and it's
habits.
Like get
yeah.
into habits. And so it's really great to work with people who can kind of, you know,
help you
slap you upside
that.
your voice overhead and get you sort of oriented in a different direction. And so I'm all for that. I think they're really great people and great teachers. I also, for a period of time, worked, did like a pro workout, like, you know, working people.
Yeah.
There's a wonderful group of people who meet at Robin Armstrong's studio out in the valley. Really wonderful, talented people. And so that was like an every Tuesday night thing, which I did for a while. It was so far away from me with a younger kid. It was I can't quite do the drive. But I'm also really, really interested right now in getting back into acting, and I really would like to find an acting class, like a scene study class,
right?
Which I think goes hand in hand with the animation and the gaming stuff. That kind of lit a little spark in me, like, oh, I remember, this is why I came here, and I would like to do it for no other purpose than to enjoy it and to sort of stay supple and, you know, keep upright, you know?
Right, yeah, I like that, stay supple too. Yeah. Here's a quick commercial break. Thanks for listening. I just wanted to give you some background info. This is my VO Passion Project. It's my way to give back to the VO community, which has given me so much. So many fabulous people have helped me, given me advice, mentored me. So I want to take this moment to thank you for listening, because I can't even believe it, but the show has gotten over 75,000 downloads. 75,000 downloads. Thank you so much. I really am thrilled that you're so engaged. And please do subscribe and rate Love That Voiceover on iTunes and Blog Talk. If you want to receive show summaries per guest with links to each episode based on that one guest, then sign up for the newsletter. It's Love That Voiceover's newsletter. Go to lovethatvoiceover.com and enter your lovely email. It's really obvious how to do it. I'd like to know what you enjoy, how you're listening. I want to connect on social media and talk about, you know, whatever. So on Twitter, you can find the show at LoveThatVO, at LoveThatVO. On Facebook, it's two places. There's a page called Love That Voiceover and a Facebook group by the same name. So come hang out with us. Back to the show. So you were going to say...
Oh, I was going to say that I've had a lot of epiphanies these days about the importance of failure.
Right.
Which is that's hard. That is so, so hard to come to grips with. But I'm really becoming more and more convinced that our best things come out of our worst moments. I will share with you, if you don't mind, this this thing that happened to me back
yeah,
in...
Yeah, of course. We want to hear it.
Yeah, in February of this year, and I'm going to invoke the name of a dear voice actor friend, Rebecca Reedy. and we've talked about this and sort of worked it all out. It's just what it was a really interesting an interesting moment. So over the years, I have really wanted to cultivate the piece of voiceover in live announcing.
Okay.
Like Oscars,
like the Emmys,
that kind of stuff. So, and I've done a little bit of it, and I really love it. I love it because it's like live theater. You know, you're on your toes, you
right.
have headphones on, you have the director yelling everybody's cues, and you got to listen for your own, and it's timing, and, you know, you're
There's
following
adrenaline.
Your script, it's live. It's adrenaline. Oh, my goodness. It's gnarly, and I love it. So
talk about hot seat.
Exactly. And it's really unglorified work, and it doesn't pay that well. I don't care.
Oh, my God.
It doesn't matter to me. It's just, you know, it's a 12-hour day, you know.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
But it's the thrill. It's the drug.
Here I am.
I'm sorry.
I know, right? It is a drug. So here I am trying to cultivate this stuff, and I'm trying to get into my, you know, my new agey you know, if you think the thing, you can create it, you know.
Right. Law of attraction.
You know, yeah, it's that, and then I get a little cynical, but
we all do.
Anyway,
we all
so
do.
I was in my non-cynical moment, and I'm thinking about okay, I want to do more live announcing stuff, and oh my goodness, if not like the next day, I get this call to do a job for this major corporation, like an awards
ceremony
show.
Yeah,
it that's going to be in Vegas, and it's a really, you know, big deal, and they fly you there, put you up at the, you know, Mandarin, and it was a really good juicy paycheck, and, you know, it was like, wow.
Yay!
And I was just so thrilled because I got the call from my agent, and they said I have a booking for you, you know, and so I was thrilled, right?
Yeah.
And and then, oh gosh, I think it was like a week later, I got a call from one of my agents who said, yeah, you know, that job, they decided to go with Becky Reedy, who's like one of my best friends, right? And I was like, just like the wind got just sucked out of me. Like it was crazy. And it was a bigger deal to me because I had gone through this thing of like, I'm visualizing my future.
Right.
And this is what I, you know, and it was almost like, you know, God, the universe, however you want to
answer
that.
You.
Sort of like, here's this fabulous job for you. Just what you asked for. Oh, I'm going to take it right back. You know? Oh my God. I like plummeted. I was in bed for 3 days. I was sad. I was just like, I'm never going to have it. Right. All this stuff. So I spent like 3 days. I was very, intentional about like, okay, I'm going to just have my pity party for a couple of days,
right,
and then I get over it, you know?
Yeah.
So
you give yourself your space to do that.
Exactly. So I did that. And then I realized like on the third day, she rose. And I called my dear friend Celia Siegel, who is a wonderful manager of talent, marketing, and also a life coach. And I called her and I said, I have to talk to you. And I told her, I said, this like knocked the life out of me, and I'm stuck. I don't know what to do. I can't get out of this thought thing of like, hang it up, Kay. Give it up. Go,
oh,
you know,
God.
Sell Amway. It was sort of like,
oh my,
you know,
God.
Like it was. And so
that's,
and she
serious.
Was so,
that was really,
oh, it was.
Serious.
I know. It was a bigger event in my head than what it actually was on paper.
Right.
It triggered something else. Right.
Yeah.
It was
right. Yeah. Like some other old stuff coming up.
Totally. Right. So this happens. Right.
Right?
So, and she just said to me, well, here's the thing. She said, the fact is, you got the job. They did want you, you know, and it was a decision made at, you know, the president of the company just said, you know, I think I like this voice better, which was Becky's. She said, you know, but the people who, you know, who were casting stuff, they picked you. So you need to get your mind back to that sense of, yes, you got picked, you booked, you're not going to get the money and you're not going to go to Vegas. But you did, your talent did get you the job, right? And I was like, oh, right. Oh, that's right. I do have talent. They did pick something, right?
Thank God.
And Becky is a fantastic voice actor who's so versatile. And but it was a moment of, you know, from there, this is what I'll say. This is why it's a pivotal moment. That from there, I realized that somebody needed to talk about what it's like to lose jobs to your friends.
Oh my God.
And so I started writing, and I'm actually writing a book about stuff like this. But it was sort of like, aha, here's my blessing. I now have chapter 17. Right. So,
what came to you.
That's what came to me. But it prompted this realization that you must pick yourself up out of the ash heap that I created that ash heap. I mean, my goodness.
Right.
Becky and I and, you know, all the other women that we all read against each other all the time. And she gets jobs I don't get. I get jobs she doesn't get. That's the nature of the beast. It was just sort of laid out in front, like for me, for all to see,
right,
in a certain sense. It was a moment that made me realize how imperative it was for me to have that experience of losing that job so strikingly, a job I really wanted,
right,
and that I felt like came to me, to lose that and to say, well, what are you going to learn from that? How are you going to pick yourself up out of that and create something out of it? And those are the kinds of moments all along the way. I lost the Oscars in 2000 to another voice actor. That was a pivotal loss.
I bet.
But you know what? It gave me the Jones to do live announcing.
Right.
And it was like, by golly, I didn't get that one, but I want to.
But I'm,
you know,
in that game now.
This.
Yeah,
I'm in that game now.
That's very cool.
Yeah, so losing jobs, losing accounts, if you get them, you're going to lose them. That's just how it is. And the more comfortable you can get with losing them, and the quicker you're able to rebound from jobs lost, you know, the quicker you work again, and the more refined you are in what you want, in what you seek, in what you are willing to get yourself trained for,
right?
You know,
and your expectations too probably won't build the mountain out of the spectacularness of the one job. You'll go, yes, for that moment, but you won't hold on to that like that's the glue to your world, right?
Yeah. So, you know, when you asked me about pivotal moments, I was sort of looking at, you know, at my life and thinking, well, I don't have. It's not like, well, in 1994, I won an Emmy for, you know, I'm not that girl, but I've had this career, you know, this career that's in its third decade now, right?
And I feel like
it's the little moments of learning and knowledge about myself that kind of summon something that keeps you moving, right? And keeps you working and keeps you, I am a journeyman actor. And who knows what's ahead of me, but I look back and I go, wow, I have a career.
You have.
You know, yeah. So, yeah. And at the same time, you have a job today and doesn't mean you're going to have one tomorrow. You know?
Well, that's only the gig you're talking about, though.
Sure, yes, right, the gig, yeah. But, you know, it's one of those things
plus
like...
Plus this one, plus that one, plus this one, plus that one. It's a consequential culmination.
Yeah, pretty wild, but
pretty
anyway,
cool.
Becky Reedy, if you're listening, you know that how much I love you. Thank you for being a part of my lesson.
And with that, we'll take another break. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for the final part with KBeth. One last thing, it's voiceover improvisation. You've probably heard about it. You might have fears, you might have joys, you might have complete wild abandon. That's fantastic. Well, back in 2013, I created Love That Improv VO. I was really lonely and I wanted some VO playmates live to do voiceover improv. Just like the stage in-person improv stuff, but I adapted it for audio only because nobody out there was doing it and I had to have it. So I made it myself. So come play with me. Come play with us doing voiceover improvisation online. Check it out, lovethatimprovvo.com, or if that's too hard, just voimprov.com, and check it out. And follow on Twitter, @voimprov. Thanks, and back to the show. So what's your future? What's your dream gig? Where are you headed?
I really would love to enter the world of gaming. just because I tend to be a little bit more of a serious person, even though I do, you know, I can be funny when I'm not pressured. I just love the idea of thinking about gaming as it was so beautifully put to me by, again, by Zach Hanks, who is another teacher that I've taken stuff from, some private coaching. And he's so wonderful. He teaches theater at a college and he teaches Shakespeare. Then when you hear him talk about games and he puts it all in context of sort of like gaming is Shakespeare.
That's
you
so
know,
cool.
It's that big. It's big drama. It's big life. It's life and death. It's that just completely flipped a switch in me. Like, oh, that's
oh,
what I
want
so
that.
So I'm really traveling that path and I'm giving myself like 5 years.
Right, right.
You know, that
right.
that it really takes about that long for things to come to fruition because you have to recognize what skills you need. Then you have to seek out the skills. Then you have to work it, right? You have to practice.
Right.
And then you start to cultivate and you can't kind of expect things to happen like, I want to do animation and 3 months later go, how come I have a book?
Right.
You know, so it's one of those like, just keep at it, keep learning, keep doing, keep auditioning, keep at it. And one of these days you'll get the call going, hey, you booked that little blue turtle, you know, on the, or whatever, that's one line. Great, I got, you know, that's where I'm setting my sights creatively.
Awesome.
Same with animation. Again, I sort of put those two things together because they are more, they're character oriented
right.
and acting oriented. And then I'm plugging along at seeking out various live announcing things, most of which have nothing to do, they're not broadcast, you know, so we're not talking about Emmys, Oscars, all that stuff. And if that comes,
great.
But that those jobs are so rare you know, they happen once a year and you know, it's, and there's so much other live announcing. Like I had such a great experience in March doing the live announcing for the a benefit for the Alzheimer's Foundation, which was called A Night at Sardi's. It's held at the Beverly Hills Hotel, and it was just this star-studded event, wonderful, beautiful people for a fantastic cause. All of them so generous, donating their time, and I got to announce it. And
oh,
it was just,
wow. Did you have the director calling cues
oh,
and
yeah.
the whole same scenario?
Oh, yeah. Oh, totally the same. It's the same. It is big event production
okay.
that requires script. It's live.
Yeah.
You're looking, you're listening, you're paying attention, you're rehearsed, all of that kind of stuff. It was such a wonderful experience. So those kinds of jobs I'm really looking toward cultivating,
yeah,
and really keeping my hat in the ring with regard to commercial and promo and narration stuff.
Right.
One of my favorite jobs was doing Property Brothers. It was a regular gig for 4 seasons. I had the most fantastic director, one of the best experiences I've ever had. Probably the best,
wow.
You know, at least one of the best experiences
right.
working with a director who was a wonderful director who trusted me. I trusted him. It was a fantastic experience. So
yeah.
more stuff like that doesn't come around terribly often, but those are the kinds of juicy little things that, you know, I hope to have again. And that's where I am.
That's wonderful. Yeah. You mentioned that you were writing a book. Tell us something about that.
I am. I've had this little idea for a few years, and it is a book about voiceover, but it's not a how-to book, how to pick
There's
the right mic
people,
or what
yeah.
classes. It's really about, I think this, I can't remember, this is sort of a working subtitle,
okay.
but it's how to have a voiceover career and keep your soul intact.
Oh, wow.
So it's really about relationships and about how you relate to people that you work with. You become friends with your competitors, how you navigate what it's like when your friends have great success, when you don't.
Oh, my God, that's fantastic.
Right. The whole notion that's always a give and take, that you will have your moment, that this is theirs. And it's also a little bit of a book on behavior, on how to behave. You know, there's this fantastic phrase, which is called, it's called the humble brag. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah.
The humble brag.
Yeah.
Okay.
I totally
so
am.
It's sort of like, oh, isn't it a drag that I ripped my dress while walking the red carpet? It's like, okay, well, you know, you're on the red carpet.
Do we really
you know?
Want to have sorry,
yeah,
feel sorry
yeah.
for you? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. There's a phenomenon that happens you know, when we want to announce our work, we're so excited. I got a job.
Yes.
And I did this. And
yes,
it becomes, you know, I've seen a few. I may have hidden them on my feed on Facebook, but it's sort of like, I really don't need to know how many jobs you're working because it makes me feel bad. But it's such an interesting thing. Like, that's a little bit of bad behavior. It's like it's like walking into a lobby and bragging. It's sensitivity, it's decorum. So there's little pieces of things like that, like, because at the end of your life, at the end of your career, in the midst of the trajectory of your career, what do you want to be thought of? How do you want to be thought of?
Mm.
As someone who is kind, generous, gracious, understanding, you know, who weathers the storm, who comes out, you know, not bitter, not, you know, negative, not cynical, not sarcastic. So those kinds of things, you know, so I'm kind of addressing those. It's a little bit of, you know, what I would have called lobby behavior, but I think it's now sort of new media behavior.
Yeah.
But then also really at a core level, it is surviving the ups and downs, the inevitable failure, the inevitable ride at the top, which might be long lasting, but might not be. And how you maintain a really good sense of character and remain a good and decent person who honors relationships and all that good stuff. That's what it's about. I hope there's a little humor in it. And but I'm hoping for a lot of anecdotes. You know, I have lifelong friends in voiceover who I've witnessed weather mighty storms,
yeah,
and who've come out the other side and still do what they love. And the whole idea of reinvention, how you keep yourself going in a career, really in any career, is,
yeah,
your willingness to reinvent yourself and to cultivate new skills and blah, blah, blah. But that's what it's about. Now this is even more motivation for me to sit and write. I am a writer, but, you know, I tend to be like, oh, I feel like writing a poem, you know, writing a chapter. So that's I'm excited about that. So,
well, congratulations.
Yeah, and then, thank you. And then out of that, working to create kind of a live presentation of that where, you know, you might attend at a, you know, an hour long thing at a, you know, a workshop or whatever. So
that's cool. Yeah, you would have an audience,
you know,
immediately
of
voice talent wanting to, it's not the dirty side, but it's kind of like the dirty side that nobody likes to talk about in a way.
Right.
When you talk about,
yeah,
these tough moments, because everybody wants to celebrate what's happy and good. And, you know, we learn so much, like you said earlier at one point in the interview, we learn so much when we struggle. And when we get through things, we learn that's what helps us get to the peaks. You know,
yeah,
to be able to manage ourselves in such a way that we can. The dregs are where the lessons are learned. Sounds like it's going to be chock full of lessons learned.
Oh my gosh, it's I think it is where all the lessons are learned.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, it's your struggle that you know, it's the struggle that makes you grow. I mean,
yeah,
if you think about that just in terms of a seed, you know,
yeah,
or even a chicken and an egg, it's like, what are they doing? It's like they're struggling in darkness,
yeah,
until they break something open, which has got to hurt. And then you go, oh, I made it through the break and there's a light.
And
you know?
You're just beginning.
And you're just, yeah. And there's your life before you,
wow,
you know. So
that's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's,
wow,
that's exactly the point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we look forward to hearing about the release of that book at some point in the future, hopefully within the next year or so. And
yeah,
we can have you back on the show for that.
That
would be perfect.
Yeah. Oh, that would be great.
That would be perfect.
What a great goal. That's a great goal.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, you guys, she told me when we were first getting started, before the interview actually started, that I'm her first interview. So
Woo!
It's been my pleasure, my true honor. And that was part of why I wanted to say namaste before.
Oh, that's so sweet. Well, it's been my pleasure. My goodness. I to have the opportunity to talk about what you love to do is really a gift. So I really appreciate it. I truly do. It's been really fun.
Well, it's been awesome having you and getting to know you better. And
I
appreciate you with your time and sharing all of your stories with us. It's really fantastic.
Thank you. And I do love that, Rebecca. That's fantastic. What a great time. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank
really
you.
Wonderful.
All right. So, until next time, Kay.
Until next time. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to Love That Voiceover. Lots of love to you. You sexy, beautiful, adorable person. Take care.
Sarah figured out that by switching to Metro PCS, she gets two free smartphones.
Your barbecue ribs are the best.
Take the rest home with you, Sarah.
Just like she figured out that by visiting her in-laws, she doesn't have to cook for the rest of the week. You too figure it out. Get two free 4G LTE smartphones from top brands like Samsung and LG after instant rebate when you switch. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figure it out. Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included. See store or metropcs.com for details and terms and conditions.